Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tapelo li fifi, huh? Yeah, this is what we call gospel contemporary jazz, man. Come on. You know, he's one of those that you need to give a hand of applause to and be able to say, wow, brother, you know, there are people who still are, you know, keen to see the music play on. They're keen to see the music play on. Tapelo Lififi. Don't forget the name. Tapelo Lififi. And just explore the latest track, man. It's just wonderful. We trust, we believe the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. My name is Ray, man. It has gone 16 minutes over the hour. 16 minutes over the hour. At 6 o'clock, just allowing that song to play, you know. Thank you so much to Johan Els, and thank you very much. I really appreciate. You know what, Johan Els, now you have cost a few raw. I was under the radar. Under the radar. You know, I was sitting, doing my things, you know, my UNISA stuff, and just enjoying myself, writing my research. And then, boom! Johan sings the song. Thank you very much, Johan. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. May the Father bless you abundantly. Basically, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. I think he picked it up somewhere on Facebook. People were talking on Facebook. He picked it up there. And Tuesday Live, the name of the show. Thank you, Johan. And he's back with you tomorrow. It's a joyride, man. It's a joyride. I was saying on Sunday about this, you know, and saying, hey, man. And I was looking at the old videos of Bob Mabena. And then I was saying, hey, there is going to come a time when we won't be on air, you know, and other people will come. But we need to set a precedent in that they come in and they find that we have paved the way of broadcasting. But it shouldn't be just good shows. It should also be intellectual material. And it's something I want to challenge Johan on, you know, that we write some study guides, and especially him, to write some study guides. And this is what we call informal study guides into broadcasting. 101, Johan Els, you know. And we take this throughout into the schools. I mean, on air, we have people like Professor Buyisondezi. She is an HOD in the University of Johannesburg, and also a pastor, you know, who will tell us how these books get along there, you know. I know professors, they like to produce themselves. No pun intended, Professor Buyisondezi. They like to produce themselves. But I tell you, it would be nice to actually, you know, get some study guides, man, and into these TVET colleges, and people when they come on air. And I know some people have done this. I know Bo Fresh have done this some years ago in the early 2000s. I remember they were doing this, but it seems to have gone into thin air. But we need some serious intellectual material. What is it that holds a person for so long? I was talking this to Tim Mudise. What is it that holds a person so long on air for so many years, and they keep on reinventing themselves? They keep on moving with the tides, and they keep that same identity where it is something that none of the people are able to do, you know. You're a hit for 5 years, gone, forgotten, like a heat wave. I mean, in South Africa, we forgetting that, you know, some few weeks ago we're suffering from some heat waves. Anyway, let me welcome our guests. Let me start with the professor. Maybe she'll have mercy on us and tell us how to get these books going. Professor, greetings to you. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It is a beautiful evening. I also greet our listeners. I greet to my brother and sister in the Lord. It is a beautiful day. Yahusha is still our king.
Are you well, Professor?
I am super well.
Okay,
grace of God is abundant.
You sound so formal today. Okay, you sound like seriously the HOD that you are. You know, come on.
Started talking about the books and and formalities. So now I need to start editing.
Formality kicks in. Eish, yeah. I remember one time I was saying, what was I saying? And you were saying, okay, this is not much, man. It's about 200 pages. You know, I'll just read this and whatever. And like, 200 pages. You think this is a newspaper, man? It just talks about 200 pages as if this is a newspaper. It just goes on like that. People are unable to finish True Love magazine.
Yeah.
Are you well, Professor?
Writing.
Are you well, though?
Okay.
Yes.
I'm well.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And we also have Barukia in Cape Town. Mayahi, greetings to you.
Mayahi, what a delight to be here. Greetings to our major stakeholders, that is our listeners of Radio BC. Greetings to Professor Bruce and Davey. To you, Mayahi. I say Barak Haba Basham Yahawa. That means greetings. What is it? Greetings in the mighty name of Yahawa, the Master.
Mm-hmm. Basham Yahawa.
Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mayah. And of course, you know, I'd like us to talk. You know, and now people are sending messages about. Happy birthday. So I'd like us to talk. And I won't stop you. I'm not that rude. I won't stop you. But the thing is, you know, whatever Johan says, it trends. It takes a trend. And anyone who comes after him must make sure they move. They move along. Otherwise, ish, kuzok moshagala. Boso kimang, Johan Els. All right. Now, we are touching on an issue that I think many people, if one has to look into things quite clearly, do touch on, but not that much. And even those who teach do not touch on this that much. And there is something that we would call, as believers, a spiritual progress. Something that we would call a spiritual progress. Somehow, we tend to not look as to whether we are on a spiritual progress. We fade so much. And even checking on the nation, we don't even check on the nation as to whether we are on a progress of a sort or not. And even if you can look into the happenings and the goings on in the country, in the lives of people and the rhetoric that seems to be permeating the trending levels, one has to ask as to whether are we really on what one can define indeed as some form of, on our part, of a spiritual progress, or there are hindrances. And you look into the ministries, into the churches, it's the same happening. The things that are just happening, it's the same happening. It's just those things, the same happenings, you know. And one has to ask themselves, are we on a progress, or are we on the back step? And what is hindering the spiritual progress of a nation? What is it that hinders the spiritual progress of a nation? And if we say we are a nation, yes, we are. I'm not talking racism, because I don't think racism is even scientific. But if we say we are a people of the same country. And the things that are binding us together, a common future, common prospects, common interests, and the common faith. And this propels us to go forth, makes us, as believers, the nation of the Most High. When we look at our spiritual forwardness, or our spiritual march, our spiritual growth, are we seeing some hindrances, and how do we deal with such? How do we deal with these kinds of things? And what are these hindrances? What are the things that we have allowed, and they've grown to become giants that are now hindering us to prosper spiritually? What have we allowed into our own lives that is so hindering into our forward march? So we are looking into that. I trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way, and I trust that all is fine and is well with you. Now, the thing is, sometimes we got to look into things, and in looking into them, we've got to be realistic and stop beating about the bush and point things to what they really are. Has racism become a spiritual hindrance? You know? Has it? And or has the permeation of alcohol in the churches and in our communities become a spiritual hindrance? Some of the cultural things that we have brought forth. Remember, each and every society finds itself in some form or process of acculturations, which means developments that were not there when their parents were living, or when their parents were there, or when their parents were young. There are some things when my parents were young, or your parents were young, they never had. Like Wi-Fi. Has it become some form of a spiritual hindrance, especially in raising our children into the knowledge of the Father? What does it teach us? What does it teach my children? Cartoon Network, what has it taught my kid? When I look at my kid talking, why is my kid having these kind of spirits in him or her? What kind of hindrance is this? How was it transmitted to her? The slogans we sing. You know? There's an advert that really was hurting me as a boy when I was growing up. They were advertising powder milk, I should say. We call it formula now, but if you come from Matrix, really, you understand what I'm saying. Powder milk. That's formula. And I remember asking myself, why is this thing called clean? Because it's not there anymore, so we're not advertising as I talk about it. And then, for quite some time, and I think up to when I was in high school, and there were demands that were made with regards to that advert, that it should also be made in other languages. It basically held on to one language, and it was speaking to this young boy to say, look, grow up, and there's a world waiting for you to run. To us it was like that, to run. And so we didn't like that because it didn't talk to us. It talked to a certain section of the nation. But do you see what it did spiritually? Instead of reconciliation, it was bringing some form of resentment, whether it be a misunderstanding. There are things that are hindering. There's what we call, today we call it content. And it is permeated all over. And we all, even when you don't ask for it, it just trends on your timeline. Right now, those people, I don't know. I think the people who have Facebook now, they have an AI that has taken over their searches and everything else. And you think it's an easy thing. No, no, no. There's an artificial intelligence that has taken over your data. And somewhat, somehow, it comes into you as a dictionary, but it just makes you lazy. You will never research quite good. It's like people who use AI to actually say, I am researching, instead of using AI to edit their research. They use it to give them ideas, and they present that as their own content. It's me who designed this product. We see that. On television, we see that each and every time. We turn back many things. Even music. Hayge, sizathini bakithi. Bazothini thetha kakhulu.
Busetsa kgwebo ya gago maemong a yona ka go ikwalakatswa go Radio Pulpit. Re na le mengwaga ya go feta 40 re le moyeng, ebile re na le batheletši ba potego ba go feta 400,000. Re fetoga le mehla le mabaka. Re na le ditirelo tša go fapana-fapana tše di tla thušang go kwalakatswa kgwebo ya gago. Go humana dintlha ka botlalo, letsetša SANNET go 0-32-334-5-4 goba o romele email go sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. O ka romela le lentšu le advertise ka SMS go 3-7-8-7-1. Ditifišo tša setlwaedi di a šomišwa.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
There you go. And of course, these can also be known as stumbling blocks. These can also be known as stumbling blocks. And these stumbling blocks into our growth, to our spiritual growth. Now, hindrances are those things that discourage us. They are those things, basically, that keep us back. It's those things that also prevent us from doing that which needs to be done. Numbers chapter 13, verse 32. And they gave the children of Yasharal a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature," which means giants or Anunnakis. But people were sent, these two, there are two, okay, 12 of them. They were sent to spy on the land and bring back a report. But they bring back a report that has a notion of hindrance and a stumbling block. And someone says, this thing is too big for me. When the father says, no, 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 this is your direction. Stumbling block. Even when Moses was called, he said that. Put a stumbling block in front of him. Actually, he'd with it and say, hey, you know, I can't talk. And I don't think I ever will be able to talk quite clearly. Let me put this to you, Mayahi. What comes to mind when we talk about hindrances to spiritual progress?
So I would say we are called first as individual before we come as a collective. So which means we have to develop a relationship with our Father and have an experience of Him.
Yeah.
And then when we come together, we can be able to share and to balance and to have a better understanding about Him. Now, there's a whole lot of things that you have spoken about in terms of the discouragement, keeping back, you know, the prevention and all that, you know, the doubts whatsoever. So in this journey, we come with excitement, we are born, but then it's like everyone else is still trying to find their feet. And, you know, this one now, we some people have sort of tailor-made to say, this is how it has to be. And you find that there is a possibility that they are wrong or they are incorrect in how they have presented Him to us. And the Baba only just jump at the bandwagon and we follow that which has been laid without maybe us starting to seek, going on a journey and saying, okay, I hear there is this, but now I want to be able to understand Him. You know, who is this that has created the heavens and the earth? And now I start to go in a journey of seeking and understanding Him, you know, deeper and better, so that I can be a better person. So, in these things, you find that we are exposed to so many things. You've spoken about Wi-Fi. There's so many other things that have moved us away from the esteem or from the love of seeking Him, because it is about when we read His word, we are being told that a command that says we need to love Him with our body, mind, and soul, with our everything. So, but the world starts to change that and put it in a different manner, whereby now we start to get confused. We start not to understand, but we would find one foot is in and one foot is out. And not knowing or understanding for it, He wants us with our all to come and to serve Him. So now, when we fail, it means then there are stages that we don't get to reach. And when we get to have turbulence of life, then it is when we get to shake. And that is when we start to be discouraged in this world, because we've entered not knowing, not having this understanding of who He is and what is it that He wants, you know? So we've jumped into the bandwagon of there's so many churches, there's so many religions and so on. And one needs to ask, can I live or know Him without religion? And knowing Him, maybe say, having a relationship with Him without any religion whatsoever, because in this religion, this other one pulls left, this other one pulls right, this other one pulls forward, this other one pulls So it brings in even a confusion to say actually which one is it. But now as an individual, I need to understand for it's me who is standing before him, Judgment Day, and having to account. And I cannot say, but this is what my Ach told me. This is what Professor Lee told me and all that. It's a journey that I have to experience that. And how do I experience him? What does his word say? And how does he confirm his word unto me? Okay, I receive the news. I'm listening to Radio Pulpit. I receive what has been spoken. But now, how do I test that which this they are speaking, is it correct or not? And it is there where that relationship is needed. Now, the hindrance now, it is when this walk is not an easy walk because we all said we want to carry the cross or the stake. And HaMashiach says to us, the Messiah says, make sure that nobody takes away your crown. So he's making us aware of how this walk is, this journey is, because we see in his walk as well how people hated him, how he wanted to be stoned, how they wanted to find every little possibility to discard or to discredit what he's about, what he spoke and all that, you know. So we find that now for us not to be discouraged, it is when we can start to seek him, then we become grounded because we need to have a firm foundation. So you have these men, according to this number 13, that are being sent to go and to spy. And they have seen the mighty, they have witnessed. Rona, we are reading. Bone, they saw it with their own eyes from the time from Mithraim, Egypt. All these that have been happening, they have witnessed the 10 plagues, they have seen the water passing through, destroying the Egyptians, they have seen manna falling from heaven, they have seen like almost everything that we need or that was needed for them to believe. But you can see there's something that they're missing because it seems like they did not understand. Chapter 19 of Exodus, they were given an opportunity to be crowned. But instead, they still have the fear, and they say, no. You go. Whatever he tells you, we shall do. But what happens? Suddenly, they have built or they've made an idol made out of gold. And they say, we shall say this one is the one that has delivered us from Israel. Because these are people that believe in stuff that is tangible. Then we can start to believe. But if it's spirit, it's ratameka or something like that. And HaMashiach the Messiah says, blessed is he, blessed are those who believe without seeing. So now with these ones, look at them. They had an opportunity, and even now they happen to forget who took them out. But instead, they come and bring this hindrance. And this hindrance, look at it. It's because they were trusted. They bring in the report, and that report makes everyone to fear to say, yo, if you say these guys, we are like grasshoppers, and they are giants and all that. So it means we will be defeated. So there's no use for us actually, you know, we've been brought here to die. It is best for us to go back where we are from because while it was even fine, you know, we were in slavery, but we enjoyed what we enjoyed, as opposed to us coming to die here where there are no graves. So hence I say it's not an easy thing because you have to trust in what you don't see and you have to believe and develop that relationship, you know, whether the storms, whether the tides, whatsoever, but you should not waver, you should not bend, but you should stand upright and trust with your whole heart. Or otherwise, if we fail that is when now already hindrance creeps in. It is what keeps us back. It is what makes us not to be able, or that what delays us in the whole process of growing spiritually.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, my Ach. We are talking about the very fact of hindrances to spiritual growth. What are the things that really are hindering us? You know, these things. I mean, I wouldn't allow what would happen tomorrow because, you know, we all have our plans and say, okay, tomorrow, you know, hey, I'm going for this operation and all that and stuff. So, ish, man. Hey, man, in the show, I'm trying to... No, I wouldn't allow that because I saw it as a hindrance. With, ish, I'm going back now to hospital. Aye. This would be a hindrance to me, and it would make me not to be able to actually do the show quite correctly the way the Father would want me to do. And because this would just be in my mind, hey, what if I'm vogi? What if I move? And until I find a It was just 3 weeks ago. Now, other people are going through divorces. Other people have lost their loved ones. I know my friend Ray Mongale has lost a son, you know. A very healthy son in his 20s or early 30s, man. Just like that. I know of a friend, a colleague who passed on yesterday because of a car accident, you know, not here on Radio Pulpit, but elsewhere, you know, in the productions. And so, you know, so people are going through these things. Loss, tragedy, trauma, fear, demotions, expulsions, intimidations, and sometimes there's something that's happening. I was looking at Mandisa, the artist that we play here, was found dead some few weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. She was found dead in her house, and then there was a time when she was asking if the Father really exists. I mean, Mandisa, I think I'll play her track. I'll play her track. And I was looking at, you know, things that are challenging her, the things that they would be saying about to her about her body and all those kinds of things and stuff, and things that would be spoken by big producers like Simon Cowell, you know. And how this can hinder a person, make a person want to commit suicide or make a person get into a depression and all those kinds of things and stuff. And then we have drugs. Our kids, man, are into drugs. Drugs are being peddled. The nation is not doing anything about it, especially the police, man. If you read documentaries, look at some of the documentaries that have been produced, you'd see people basically would tell you that, look, we have a drug problem in our city. And the police cannot do anything because they're scared of these guys. These guys are more armed than the police. I don't want to even say much more on that. And some other hindrances. I looked at a video some few days ago. It kept on popping on my timeline. And in this video, there's this kid who is beating up a teacher, is fighting with the teacher. And everybody's going, ah! And they're recording now. They're recording it. I mean, in the olden days when we were growing up, man, if you have a camera, a TV camera, you were the boss of the town. But now everybody has it on their phone. So they were recording this. And you could see how they basically were happy to see a teacher fighting with a learner. That is not even a student, man. It's a learner. Quite sad. Enough said about that. And let me look into this. Professor, I'm looking at Isaiah 57, verse 14. And one shall say, Hip it up, hip it up. Prepare the way. Take the stumbling block out of the way for my people. Hindrances are those things that are lying on our way as we march with the Father. What say you, Professor?
Thank you, my brother, for this opportunity. Hindrances stop us from achieving who we really have to be. So while you were talking with Brother Baruch, I was thinking of these two things, that hindrances to me appear in two ways.
Mm.
There are external hindrances and there are internal ones.
Mm.
By that I mean the external ones are those that come from sources that are outside our control, but by the grace of God, we have power to overcome them because the Spirit of the Most High is in us. So if we can be able to identify and distinguish these two, then we'll be able to fight a better fight or a better battle, and then we'll be able to overcome. And yes. Then we'll have the internal hindrances that are based on what we can do as individuals. May it be the reading of the word, our prayer life, our worship, which could determine whether we are hindered in our spiritual growth or not. So as you were busy discussing, these are the things that are coming. Now, let me come to the first scripture that you spoke about. I'll go back to Isaiah 57 that you just quoted, but I want to go to the book of Numbers, Numbers 13, as I speak of the external and the internal hindrances. These guys were at the scene. They have spied the land, and they are seeing these giants of the city, which became hindrance to them because that was an external visible thing that they saw, which they took and they internalized. So in other words, what they saw made them not to even prosper spiritually. They forgot who they are. They forgot the God who has taken them out of Egypt. They forgot how the Red Sea parted. They forgot how they continually being fed in the wilderness because of the external hindrance. So this says to us, we need to be very careful of what we see, because what we see has power to hinder our spiritual growth. So these are two dimensions that a believer need to be aware of, because these things that continue to speak more on us are physical things, but they have a great impact on our spirituality. At this point in time, we are seeing the children of Israel crying, those who are hearing the word from the spies. They are now automatically being affected in their spirituality. So it means these ones are not going to process spiritually because of what they are hearing. But what they are hearing is based on what somebody else has seen. So an external hindrance has affected an internal growth in this particular case. So these are the things that we are, I think in this discussion we are going to unpack as to say, what are these hindrances? What are these external factors that we must be aware of that have power to distract our internal stability in the Lord? So one of the things that I'm seeing here is a self-dependence. That they looked at themselves and they said, and they started talking about what they can do. So they relied on the power that they can, that they have. So if they realize that the power they have is lesser than what they are seeing outside, it means they are not going to prosper. So the hindrances that we are talking about in this case can also be self-inflicted because we depend more on our ability, we depend more on our strength. And the word of the Lord in the book of Proverbs 3 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. So it means they did not trust in the Lord. They began to trust in their strength and their power. And they asked the question, will we be able to conquer? Will we be able to gain victory over the Anaks? And if they realized that their strength was lesser than what they saw, then they became timid, which is what hindered their progress. So when we are hindered spiritually, we are unable to connect and to be in contact with the Most High, because this is the way that we connect with the Father, when we totally depend on Him, not in our own understanding. So I'm saying this to say, self-reliance and self-trusting and self-dependence are one of the things that become hindrances to our growth. And the more we use our common sense, the more we are detaching from the Father, the more we depend on ourselves, the more we detach from the Father. Hence, He says we must not trust in our own understanding. We must not lean in what we know and in what we can do, because that is limited. But all the time, we must depend on Him. Hmm. Number two, the other thing that I would like to say, when we exaggerate the trust on men than to lift up the power of the Most High, we are hindering ourselves. So I take the power that I have in the Lord and I give it to someone else. So it means I am hindering the move of God in my life. So when the move of the Lord is hindered in my life, I'm not going to advance spiritually, because the Father is spirit, or God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. But if I have taken my faith, my trust, and I've given it to men because I trust men more than God, it means I have hindered the move of the Father, and that is a spiritual hindrance again. And that is what God calls curses the man who will trust more in men than to trust on Him. So when we exaggerate our ability, when we exaggerate what people can do for us other than what God is able to do, we are hindering the power of the Father in our lives, even His move. Mm. And then the last point that I want to say before I take a pause, I want to speak about the lack of focus on God. I'm still using the first scripture that you gave us as the main scripture here. Because they had a promise that God was going to take them from the land of Egypt to the land flowing with milk and honey. But they did not focus on the one who spoke. So in other words, when we lack focus on God and His word, and we put focus on somebody else or on something else, we automatically hinder ourselves of receiving even the things we're supposed to receive. So if I can't advance in God, if I can't advance spiritually, that means I am hindered, I am bound. And what has bound me? These are my thoughts, these are my focus. It means the direction where I'm looking at is now becoming my new focus. And I am not going to grow in the Lord. When I grow spiritually, it means I become more and more like Him, because I take His word and I am led by the Spirit of the living God. And when I am led by His Spirit, there is no way that I will be lost in what I am supposed to be doing. But if I have lost focus, I will begin to focus on things that I was not supposed to focus on. They were not supposed to focus on the giants. They had to see the land, that the land exists, and they had to focus on what God spoke, which was their milk and honey. But because they were not cognizant of the word, they looked at things that God did not speak about, which is what I think is our problem these days, that God will speak of our growth and the promises that He gives us, but we choose not to focus on the word and the promise. So when we neglect what we've been told and focus on our own things, we don't grow, because it is in the word of God where we would advance. It is in the obedience that we will begin to do the word of God, that will advance and we grow in God. But if we don't do that, we are hindering our spiritual growth. And these are the hindrances of our spirituality.
All right. I hear you quite clearly, Professor. If you say, okay, I know of some hindrances into our spiritual growth. I know of some hindrances that are there, which I actually have been looking into. I know of them, which are there. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 0826572729. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about this. Let's hear what you make of it. The very notion of spiritual hindrances, or hindrances to our spirituality, hindrances to our spiritual life. This is a very broad, a very, 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 very broad topic. which I think in many instances, many people don't realize this. It's very broad, very broad. I spoke on this other media about it, and people were saying, no, no, talk to us about hindrances to our spirituality. And they said quite a lot of things, man. There's quite a lot of things to say. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. What is referred to when we are talking about spiritual hindrances today?
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.